WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 67 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in Iowa last night praising Republican lawmakers for passing his new budget.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right.
The president also announcing the kickoff to events surrounding the 250th birthday of the nation that will be celebrated 1 year from today. There will be a budget bill signing in Washington later today, complete with a B-2 bomber flyover. Russia launching one of its largest drone and missile strikes of the war on Ukraine. The move coming hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with President Trump, who says he is very disappointed in Putin. The president saying last night that he would be talking with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Three people in New Jersey were killed overnight when severe thunderstorms rolled through the Northeast. This is ABC News. The city worker strike in Philadelphia continues. Thousands of employees have been off the job for nearly a week, including trash collectors. Antoine Dargon lives near a temporary trash drop-off site and says it's awful.
I just pay the people. Like, just pay them. This is terrible, and it's trifling. It's nasty. You got cats, mice, homeless guys that's about to come through and pick through this whole thing in about, like, as soon as the nightfall. It's terrible.
He says the city has not picked up the trash, which has been piling up. The man charged with killing former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Horkman and her husband, Vance Bolter, has waived his right to a hearing on probable cause.
The next step is the grand jury will return an indictment, which as of now has to be done within 30 days of his arrest on the 15th.
Acting U.S. Attorney for Minnesota Joe Thompson, he calls the killing of the politicians a political assassination. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 on this 4th of July, we'll share with you the Independence Day forecast in just a bit.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaltCountyFair.com.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 91 today. Shower and thunderstorm chances ending this morning, and then it looks like it's going to heat up again. Heat indices into the upper 90s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and muggy, a low of 72. Saturday, hot and humid, clouds gradually pushing in, and a high of 88. Saturday night, 66, with showers and thunderstorms tapering off. And Sunday, it looks like some sunshine and a high of 83. It'll be nice and comfortable compared to what we've gotten used to. Northeast wind right now at 2. We picked up just over 9-tenths of an inch of rain in the early morning shower that began just after 3:30 this morning. And right now in the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 67 degrees.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown.
honest eyes that just ain't gonna leave till lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
On WRCO Radio. Yeah, thinking about the 4th of July, it does take us back with some reminiscences, that's for sure. And it always seemed like it was hot. So today will be that traditional old-fashioned 4th of July weather-wise, but we would always try to hurry up and get some chores done to get to the 4th of July celebration in Lone Rock, at least see the parade. And try not to have some hay down, but a lot of times it would rain the day before or something, and then it would lay over, and then, okay, got to make hay on the 4th of July. Lovely. But that's kind of the way it went back then. Today, it looks like it's going to be a little on the warm side once again. I'll tell you, it was warm in Arena last night, setting up for the ball game, and then just sitting there calling the game for 9 innings. It was like doing the broadcast from a sauna there for a while until the sun kind of went down. And there were a few thunderstorms last night as well. A severe thunderstorm warning was in effect at one point for parts of Grant and Crawford County, but we never saw that. And they kept pushing back the rain because initially they said rain in Richland Center around 8:30, and then they pushed it back to like 11. And then, of course, it didn't happen until 3:30 this morning. But when it rained, it rained. Woke me out of my beauty sleep, as you can probably tell. Here is Travis Tritt.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that wanna own me, 2 that wanna store me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Sweet love, it's gonna save me.
the jewelry store. Eyes open wide, staring inside at the ring that they wanted for her. Mister, bring it closer. Mister, can we hold it? I think it's gonna fit just fine. As he slipped it on her hand, Janie kissed her man. Don't love make a diamond shine. Don't love make a diamond shine. It don't matter if it costs a dime. Dang thing looks like a million bucks sitting on the hand of a girl in love. Perfect 15 carat. It's duller than dirt if the heart don't wear it. The three little words, it'll knock you blind. Don't love make a diamond shine. Cracker Jack rides. Cause a man don't know that it ain't the dough. You know all he needs to spend is time. And that big marquee, it'd be a laser beam. Don't love make a diamond shine. Don't love make a diamond shine. It don't matter if it costs a dime. Dang thing looks like a million.
Tracy Byrd on WRCO. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. Today is Alice in Wonderland Day, as that children's book was first published back in the day. It's Indivisible Day. It's National Barbecue Day. In fact, more hot dogs are consumed on the 4th of July than any other day, and not just at the Big Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, where Joey Chestnut returns to defend his title. They're consumed worldwide. Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. You might want to try that today. That's one of the things. It's National Caesar Salad Day and National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day as well. Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidwell & Hills, as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassionate senior care at Schmidwell & Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidwellandhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
Hank, you just launched a bottle rocket out of your grill.
It's called multitasking, Phil. Cooking brats and blowing stuff up.
You just gave a neighbor's cat a perm.
Well, now it's a firework in a hair salon. Boom. Double the fun, Phil.
Next year, I'm wearing a helmet and moving out.
Don't be like Phil and Hank. Light it right or leave it to the pros. A safety message from WRCO Radio.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank, what's going on?
Yeah. I still can't get it right, Phil.
No, you keep working on it. Well, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. I hope you... You going to shoot some firecrackers off today?
Probably not.
Really?
No, I think those days are gone.
Grandbabies?
No, they aren't around.
Remember the little snakes that always left a mark for eternity?
Oh, my mom loved those. My mom loved it. Jim, that kid just lit off a snake. Look at that big black mark on the porch.
Yep.
Because we had a cement porch, you know, a patio. And it'd be there. It probably still is.
probably, they just left forever. It looks like tire tracks. I remember at one time we had, we bought like 14 or 15 packages of black snakes and we lit it with a torch.
Oh, boy.
Dad was proud.
I'll bet he was. Yeah.
Dad was proud.
Proud moment for the Bray Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also was just a little bit of like ash and then the wind would blow it away and it was like,
okay, here's a mark for next year.
That was something.
And the mark's still there on the basketball court today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It probably is.
Yes. Oh, it is. And it's just a great reminder of what little brats we were.
Oh, I know, but that's what we had. And, you know, I don't know what was legal in Arkansas, probably most everything, but in my day when I was growing up, most everything was illegal. And
illegal?
Illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, other than... it couldn't leave the ground.
Right.
Yeah, it was just like, we had those. You had like, the, what do you call them, party poppers, where you'd pull the string and poof, and then it'd throw like confetti.
Hey, happy 4th, you know.
Wee. And then smoke bombs, which that was another thing. My mom loved those too. You know, they'd roll and then make, if they got into a spot too, they could make a mark.
Yes, yeah. And they can make a mark on your behind too, Phil.
Yeah, they probably could.
And I'll tell you why. So my brothers, and we had like, 5 or 6 people used to buy $500-$600 worth of fireworks. We had to go to Missouri to get them. We lived right on the line.
Oh, sure.
But if we got caught with this stuff, it was a felony because you're, and I'm not admitting to this because I couldn't drive, but because they were too explosive in the state of Arkansas. But Missouri allows everything. So we got these smoke bombs, and they were 5-minute smoke bombs. And then we lit them all off underneath. And we had a huge fireworks display, just boom after boom. I mean, $500-$600 worth is a lot. So we lit all these smoke bombs off, okay? Well, put them on long fuses, and oh, boy. And Henry's behind got it after that.
But that was a mess.
Yeah, my family was very proud of him. They were like, we probably had 25 people. They were very proud of Henry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Back in my dad's day, they would, and of course, I think just about everything was legal, but they had those big, those cherry bombs, you know.
That it
would flatten a can.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah, and pretty dangerous. But they told a story about they had like some sort of rocket, like a bottle rocket or whatever. Somebody lit it, and it went around the corner of the house and landed in the big box of fireworks that they had bought.
Oh, it's pretty one.
Everything went off the same.
Everybody's
boom.
That was a pretty one. So you have heard of M80s?
Oh, sure.
So they had M100s down there.
Oh, man.
So I brought them back one time to Wisconsin, and I was in my backyard, and I was just messing around with the kids, and we dug holes, and it blew holes like. And then we had the cops come around and say, "Hey, have anyone shooting a gun back here?"
Uh huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Looked the kids and I said, "We're done."
Once again, that was Henry Bray, B-R-A-Y.
And if they come to my house, I could feed them.
Right.
Recipe.
You've been cooking? You've been up late?
Yeah, a little bit. So do you want to hear my new recipe?
I believe so, yeah.
It's called I'm Not Crying, Just Midnight Nacho Madness.
Oh, okay. More nachos.
Yeah, sir, I'm a big nacho.
I'm seeing a theme here.
It serves one tired legend, Phil, ready in 5 minutes. Or two if you're panicking. Okay. This is what you need. One sad handful of tortilla chips. Bonus if they're crushed and beyond recognition.
Again,
that's even the better.
Again, more chips.
Love chips. A mound of shredded cheese. Measuring is for people in stable relationships, and we both know that I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Have a half a can of chili or whatever is in the container that you keep sniffing that you're afraid to eat.
Oh, okay. You don't have, I can
no
see
dog food.
Your pantry just is full of like Hormel chili in a can. I can see that.
I love chili. a rogue egg, if it's not floating, it's fine.
Oh.
Okay. Hot sauce that may or may not be expired. It doesn't matter at that point.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Leftover pizza crust, optional.
Oh.
Okay. So that's really good. Leftover pizza crust, if my dogs don't steal it. 3 pickle slices. Don't ask. Just trust me, okay?
Okay.
And dignity. It was optional. May not be available at this hour, but it's okay. If you have some, you know what? Bring it with you. Here's what you do. Stare into the fridge for about 4 minutes. Whisper, what am I doing with my life at least once?
Oh.
I do that quite often.
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah. What am I doing? Yeah. Number 2, throw chips in a bowl like you're mad at them. Top it off with chili, a fistful of cheese, and anything not growing mold on it.
Wow.
Okay. Saves a lot of time with throwing this stuff in the trash, too. You don't waste food. Microwave until bubbling. If it explodes, that's a bonus flavor. You know? Don't worry about cleaning the microwave off at this time in the morning because it's too early.
The roof of the microwave might get a little bit soiled.
I don't know what color the roof of my microwave is.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Yeah. Fry or scramble that egg unless you'd rather just stare at it until it wins the standoff because it will win.
Oh.
Slide the egg on top of a professional, like a professional chef who emotionally has checked out. Decorate the pickles, crust, and a squirt of hot sauce like you're planting for an imaginary food network called Alone and Hungry with Hank.
That could be your next venture.
Eat directly from the bowl, standing in front of the sink like a man who owns his decisions.
Gotta own it.
I have some midnight pairing suggestions. If you want a beverage with this, a flat soda, half a beer, or tap water in a coffee mug.
In a
always
coffee mug.
Yeah.
Because then they can't see what you're drinking.
Exactly.
Right.
Side dish, regret, and your soundtrack, your fridge humming the distant howl of your neighbor's emotional support beagle.
Oh, Hank. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a winner, I think.
Yeah.
What was its title again?
It's called I'm Not Crying, It's Just Midnight Nacho Madness.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That sounds like a whole lot of heartburn right there. Especially when you go and lay on it after you've eaten it, you know? Oh, boy.
If you can lay on it.
If you lay on your stomach, I pity the fool. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so last week, at, you know, and I also have a word of the day. I know last week everybody was going, oh, what's he going to say with that word?
Okay.
So I have a new word for this
All
week.
Right, all right.
It's emotions.
Emotions?
Yeah,
that seems pretty harmless.
Verb and... Do you want me to finish or wait until you say that? It's a verb and a noun to indicate something with gestures as performed by a male.
Oh.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to use it as a word. Every time he makes a big play, he motions to the crowd to make more noise.
Emotions. Emotions to the crowd. Yes. Oh, boy. Yes.
Yep. That's all I got, buddy.
That's about enough, I think. Emotions.
Emotions.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, people emotion toward the parades today.
Yes, yes.
Lone Rock and basketball.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Bagley. Huge
on Saturday?
Yes.
Really?
Huge one tomorrow.
I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah. I have a big rodeo there, and they feed you well, and they a huge fireworks display. So enjoy. I mean, you got a couple days of them worth, and there's all little towns. I think Lafarge has a couple.
Lots of them.
Yeah, lots of them. Go enjoy it. And
you're going to be cheating the kids and the adults all weekend?
Yeah, I'll be cheating them. I cheated them last night at Soldiers Grove.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to cheat them today at Muscadet.
All right.
Not the kids, the big kids.
The big kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fight back.
Those, yeah, they mouth back. Oh, well, have a good one,
everybody. Hey, buddy, have a good day, and everybody be safe on this 4th of July, and be kind.
Happy 4th of July, Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Iconic moments on this day, the 4th of July, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by delegates to the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia. In 1802, the United States Military Academy officially opened at West Point.
1960, the current 50-star version of the U.S. flag was adopted. And in 1976, America celebrated its bicentennial with day-long festivities. President Gerald R. Ford made stops in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, and New York, where more than 200 ships paraded up the Hudson River in Operation Sail. That was for the bicentennial. I just wonder, next year when we hit 250, if any of those celebrations will compare to the ones that we had in 1976. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday greetings to Linda Jones from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Cindy Herbeck Loomis from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Have a great day. Birthday blessings again to Linda Jones from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. To Donnie Coleman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Bill Troxell from Bob and Heidi Shear, also from the Bloom City Town Crier. And to Donnie Coleman, happy birthday. Bill Troxell, Braxton Kiley, and Todd Kleiss, all on the RC Lions calendar. And a happy birthday wish from Schmidlin Hills residents and staff to Alexia Moss, who has a birthday today. And a happy 85th to my wife Marjorie Bumkamp from your husband Arnold and the 6 children, 18 grandchildren, and 26 great-grandchildren. Best wishes, Marjorie, from your fan club. Have a great day, everyone, as we celebrate the 4th of July.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else that Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Who remembers homemade ice cream on the 4th of July? That was another delicacy back in the day. I haven't had for a while, but now I'm going to be hungry for it. Now that I brought it up, I'll be thinking about it all day. Yes. Enjoy whatever you have going today. 69 at WRCO Studios today. Here's Aaron Tippin with a 4th of July patriotic number.
If you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. In a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud, you do. Could use some more like me and you, where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a stands in a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer. I love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and eagle fly.
To WRCO, we wish you a very happy 4th. Joanne has the news coming up next. Again, live radio, we're proud of it, on a 4th of July, and we'll check in with sports next hour. And Mike Clements, we'll get him out of bed on the 4th of July to talk Wisconsin sports right here on WRCO.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. And we have received 91 hundredths of an inch of rain since it started around 3 this morning. Showers and storms, some with heavy rain ending by mid-morning, turning partly cloudy, hot and humid for the afternoon, heat indices into the upper 90s, a high of 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and muggy with a low of 72. In Richland Center, after a low of 66, it's 69 degrees. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration continues today at Fireman's Park. The marketplace is currently open. The 5K water walk run will be held at 8, and the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in two locations. The EMS Chicken Barbecue will be sold at the Lone Rock Fire Department, and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue will be held at Fireman's Park. At 1, a sand wrestling tournament hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling will be held at the Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and the Big Fireworks show will begin at dusk. There also will be Tenango, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, concession stands, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration today at Fireman's Park. More information can be found at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration continues today at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. The day gets underway with the Firecracker Run at 8, then the Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1. Registration will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. Thunder Showers Bounce Houses will be from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be available to purchase. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4 celebration tonight at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4 celebration Facebook page. Take precautions handling fireworks this 4th of July holiday. UW Health occupational therapist Alyssa Villarreal says never consume alcohol or drugs and handle fireworks. Avoid homemade fireworks and only light one at a time. Villarreal says you should also avoid lighting fireworks while they're still in your hand and douse fireworks in water when they're done before picking them up. It's estimated more than 14,000 people were hurt by fireworks last year in the U.S., and more than double the injuries reported in 2023. Operation Dry Water runs through the July 4th weekend. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Warden Matt O'Brien says there's zero tolerance for boating while impaired. O'Brien says there will be thousands of federal, state, and local officers on the water conducting proactive outreach and education while keeping vigilant for dangerous operators whose risky behavior endangers everyone. Boaters should expect extra patrols on the water during the stepped-up enforcement effort. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed the 2025-27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and the replacement of our emergency response communication network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects, ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. Over $250 million to help address the issues facing childcare, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin shares and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free, and expands the second bracket. Targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the healthcare industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces, and making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. Reactions to the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling invalidating the state's abortion ban. In a press release, Attorney General Josh Call said the court's decision in Call versus Ermansky, quote, marks a major victory for reproductive freedom following the uncertainty and harm to women's health that have resulted from the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning Roe versus Wade, end quote. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming stated that the court's, quote, role is to follow the Constitution, not to make law, end quote, and that the abortion issue should be resolved in the legislature and by voters, not by far-left justices parading as legislators. Governor Tony Evers said the decision, stemming from a lawsuit brought by his administration, affirms continued access to reproductive health care and helps ensure Wisconsin women won't have to live in a state that bans nearly all abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin called the 1849 criminal abortion ban archaic and that the court's ruling, quote, tells women across Wisconsin that we will not go back, end quote. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux issued a statement calling the decision, quote, a sad day for the state of Wisconsin, end quote. Lemieux said liberal justices delivered on political campaign promises and trampled on the sanctity of life. Pro-Life Wisconsin Legislative Director Matt Sand called the court's ruling egregious and said previous court decisions consistently stated that acts of the legislature are presumed to be constitutional and are to be given due deference. Attorney General Josh Call joined an amicus brief with attorneys general from 21 other states in support of a proposed class of plaintiffs challenging the unlawful termination of Job Corps, a national program that offers career training and housing to young Americans from low-income backgrounds. The brief was filed Wednesday in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Job Corps has nearly 100 residential campuses across the country, and the Trump administration's effort to terminate the program threatens to leave thousands of young Americans homeless and without job training. The brief explains that in the 60 years since Congress created Job Corps, millions of young Americans from low-income backgrounds have been served by the program's unique combination of education, training, housing, healthcare, and community. Termination of the program would impact tens of thousands of young Americans who are currently enrolled and housed at campuses in all 50 states. The Wisconsin State Patrol is asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. on July 11th. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025-26 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer, a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board also approved holiday gun hunt and extended both seasons in three additional counties this year. Small businesses in Vernon County still have time to apply for the Elevate Vernon Grant, which remains open through July 15th at 4 o'clock. The Elevate Vernon Grant is funded through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Small Business Development Grant Program, which supports small businesses and small business creation. Vernon County was awarded $150,000 for the Elevate Vernon initiative earlier this year, following a successful 2024 application. The grant supports local businesses with fewer than 10 full-time equivalent employees and offers awards of up to $10,000. Businesses at any stage, startup, growing, or established, are encouraged to apply. Eligible uses include improving operations, expanding services, reaching new markets, or launching initiatives that strengthen business growth or resilience. To qualify, applicants must provide either a 10% cash match or commit it to up to 20 hours of technical assistance, such as coaching, workshops, or training within the grant year to strengthen business knowledge and capacity. Applicants will be notified of funding decisions by September 12th. Paper applications are available upon request and must be returned to the Vernon County Community Development Department by the deadline of July 15th. For questions or assistance, contact the Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator at 608-637-5334.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Today is Friday, July 4th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center. You can enjoy fireworks at various locations at dusk tonight, including Boscobel, Gaze Mills, Lafarge, Lone Rock, Mazomani, Mineral Point, Platteville, and Viroqua. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will sign his big budget bill later today. Republicans in the House giving him the votes he needed to get it passed. A series of fireworks explosions across the country in the run-up to the 4th of July weekend in one Los Angeles neighborhood. 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition, stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports.